so grateful every day that I have Peter in my life, my dad. You know, I've known him, you know, my whole life, pretty much. You know, he liked my mom many years ago before they got together, and they would do things, and my mom asked him to take pictures of me and her. He took us to Rancho Park, and I was really not happy. I was miserable, and I was trying to make them miserable too. And I just remember him. He smiled, you know, and he had a twinkle in his eye, and he was just kind. You know, he was just nothing but kind. When he married my mom, he took me on. You know, you hear about, you know, just doing good. He took me on, and he became my dad. You know, even before they were married, you know, he came, he took me to college and helped me get set up in my first apartment. I wanted to go to the Soviet Union. At that point I was studying foreign policy, and he sent me, you know, and he just treated me like I was his own, you know, from the very beginning. And I would tell him up to the very end, just that he was like my earth angel. He would sing the song when I'd say that. But he just was solid. When I think of Peter, I think of just an extraordinary human being who's just kind and generous and solid. And only, like, the biggest thing I learn and the biggest thing that I want to, like, move forward in my life with and really try to emulate is that he saw the good. He chose to see the good in everyone and everything. Even when, and some of you know me for many years, I was challenging, and there were some pretty difficult times. And you know, he always saw my good, and he was proud of me. And I can honestly stand here today and say that I would not be a successful human being in the shape that I'm in with three beautiful children if it were not for Peter Weintraub. And I hold on to that forever, and I pray to be able to do good in the world, because he left this world such an amazing, a better place. And I'm so grateful that my mom and him were together.